Learning to be present, a conversation with Kingdom Chorus artist Ben Giroux. Ben never expected to become a Christian artist. Growing up in a sports-centered family, Ben played baseball from the time he could walk through the end of high school. He loved listening to music, but performing was nowhere in his plans. His childhood dream was to become an architect and eventually design attractions for Disney as an Imagineer. During high school, Ben taught himself a few songs on acoustic guitar by watching videos online. He only played alone in his room and was so uncomfortable performing that he would not even play in front of his parents. Everything began to change during his freshman year at California Baptist University. A group of friends convinced him to sing in front of a small gathering of people. Ben jokes that he was peer pressured into music, but that ordinary moment became the beginning of something much larger. As he continued singing and growing in worship ministry, Ben began discovering a love for songwriting. His first songs were not perfect, and he is quick to admit that they were not as good as he believed at the time. Still, they gave him a place to begin. Ben started recognizing that original music allowed him to share his faith and personal experiences in a way that performing someone else's songs could not. He realized that music could help people connect with the story of what God had done in his life. A major turning point came in 2023, when Ben and a group of students from California Baptist University were invited to sing in a choir during Phil Wickham's Christmas tour. The tour included concerts in Sacramento, Las Vegas, Anaheim, and San Diego. Ben and the choir joined the stage during the final songs each night. For the first time, Ben experienced what it was like to perform alongside a band in front of large audiences. That experience changed his perspective. He began to imagine what it could look like to write original songs, perform them with a band, and use music to encourage people in their faith. Ben never expected music to become such an important part of his life, but his heart gradually changed. He fell in love with both music and ministry. Today, Ben serves in worship leadership at Sandals Church in Southern California. When he began working there in April of 2024, he privately gave himself a 2-year timeline. His plan was to gain experience and then begin searching for his next opportunity. Ben grew up near Bend, Oregon, and has always considered himself a mountain person. He imagined eventually returning home, connecting with another church, or possibly pursuing new opportunities in Nashville or Texas. When the 2-year mark arrived, Ben began looking seriously at what might come next. During that process, however, he felt God challenging him. Ben realized that he had become so focused on the future that he was no longer fully invested in the ministry God had already placed in front of him. He had volunteers to lead, a congregation to serve, and people who trusted him to help shepherd them. Ben did not feel that God was asking him to stop writing or pursuing music. Instead, he felt that God was teaching him to slow down and become more intentional with his current season. That realization brought him peace. Ben still dreams about recording music, traveling, and possibly making music his full-time career. But he no longer sees the local church as a temporary assignment or a backup plan. While leading worship one Sunday, Ben looked across the room and realized that he knew the people in the congregation. He knew many of their stories, their struggles, and the circumstances they carried into church each week. That kind of relationship is something an artist traveling from city to city may not always experience. Ben began to understand that success is not measured only by streaming numbers, record deals, larger audiences, or new opportunities. Sometimes faithfulness looks like serving the same people every week. It looks like knowing the congregation, leading with excellence, and helping people turn their attention toward Jesus. Ben Giroux is still writing, recording, and pursuing the doors God places before him. But he is learning not to overlook the ministry that is already happening around him. The young man who once refused to play guitar in front of his parents is now creating music that tells the story of God's work in his life. Ben's future is still being written. For now, he is learning that the present season is not simply preparation for his calling. It is part of the calling itself.